Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, you ready for this one? Wiggy thinks that you need to treat finances in a relationship like sex.
Yes.
And that being that you get it out early and know what the person brings to the table.
Know what you're getting into.
Yes.
It's like you're getting into a relationship. You know, you think she's beautiful. She got the perfect body. Everything's great. You know, man, she's sexy. Then you get her in the bedroom and it's like, what did I just get myself into?
Hot 96.9. So, and you think the same thing with finances. So yes. If the person is like broke,
I need to know right off the bat.
Yeah.
How much money do you have in the bank and how much do you make?
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Bottom line. And she should be doing the same to me.
Yeah. Because that way you know, again, that, you down know, the road. Like,
listen.
How early are you talking?
I'm talking right off the giddy up.
What do you mean?
One?
Right.
Well, no, like once you get a couple dates and you feel like, this person could be a potential long-term girlfriend or even more than that.
Within the first month.
Yes. Like, no. We need to know off the giddy up. Like, what are you doing? Okay, so you work. I know you work in this law firm, but are you a lawyer or are you just answering phones?
Spoken like somebody with a very nice bank account. Because I'm telling you right now, people that are not financially stable are not saying that.
Really?
Bottom line.
Why?
I don't even necessarily think it has to do with how much money you have. I think, to me, finances is a personal thing. And just because I'm dating you doesn't mean you have access to my financial anything. If we get to the point 1 year, 2 years that we're talking about merging finances, marrying, then we can have that conversation.
By that time, it's too late because
it's not too late.
We're already invested. You're loving me now. And then guess what? You find out that I owe $280,000 in college loans. And I'm like, hey, baby, you make more than I do. I need some help paying my college loans.
Which is the reason why you don't get married just because you love someone. There's all the other things. But I don't need... You ain't getting any of that information unless I am, like, we're talking about getting married.
You can kind of figure some stuff out, though, by the person's behavior.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yes, but there are also people that can hide it really well, too. Because I'm telling you right now, I had a friend who was recently in a relationship with somebody for about 6 months who always had money, was always picking up the tab, was always driving around in his nice car.
Right.
Turns out he's unemployed, borrowing money from people to take her out on dates. Like, if you really want to hide something, you can definitely do
That's something more wrong with your friend, though. That means that she's not used to being treated nice. So this guy, we found it.
No, it's more along the lines of I'm not going to start questioning every time someone's going to buy me dinner. I'm not going to start questioning where that money's coming
from.
But
if you're going based off, like, you know, what Pebble said, that you're going to wait a long time, you don't really know what this person. You just know this person got a nice car, they got a nice apartment, but you don't know their financial situation. You don't know that they're, like, holding on for dear life just to pay the bills. And it's like, you know, hey, why you got no furniture in this nice apartment?
But I agree with Romero in that there are signs that you can tell. I think there's some signs about behaviors, but I also think just in conversations with people talking about different things and futures and, you know, you can find out how people...
I definitely...
Without dropping numbers.
There are times when I have a conversation with someone and I'm like, oh my God, she's so smart. Because I don't understand half the words she's saying.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.